Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is Parasol Speedway podcast number 7 for the 2017 season. Today it's just going to be me, didn't get anybody to interview, so we're going to talk about what's coming up this Saturday night to close the month of April at Parasol Speedway, and what's going to be coming at you in the month of May. We'll start off talking about this Saturday night when LKQ Pick Your Part presents Night of Destruction number 2. That's this Saturday, as in April 29th. It's going to feature figure eight racing, figure eight trailer racing, Democross, which is absolutely insane, the brand new hit we had, Formula X and Autocross carts, and spectator racing. Our gates are going to open at 5 this Saturday, so come on out early for that. At 5:15, we're going to open up the gates. You're going to be allowed onto the racetrack to take pictures, get autographs, meet the drivers, and talk to them. And our first race is going to be at 7. Night of Destruction number 1 took place back in March, and it was one of the wildest nights we have had in Night of Destruction over the years we've been doing it. A good, fun, big crowd. Democross was spectacular and probably the best figure eight race we have ever had. And it was the introduction of the Formula X and cross kart racing as well. We're going to talk about all that in just a couple seconds. And we had spectator racing back as well for 2017, night number 1. We need more cars out for spectator racing. So if you think your car is fast, and if you think you're good enough to drive a fast car, come on out early, enter spectator racing. It's winner take all for half of the entry fees. A lot of fast cars out there, a lot of good drivers. Once again, you think you're good enough to do it, come on out and give it a shot. Figure eight racing, well, it's back to the normal at the season opener. Why say back to the normal? It was Earl Cox winning. Earl Cox, a two-time track champion. He's won more figure eight races than any driver in the history of Paris Auto Speedway. Competes against his brother nowadays, and is actually his nephew's out there racing in the demo cross class. Nephew may be racing in the figure eight class as well. Maybe this Saturday, maybe not too long in the distant future. Not sure about that one. Earl also builds a lot of figure eight cars, and looks like if you've been at our races the last few years, our Night of Destruction since we started, you notice the figure eight cars just seem to get better and better and better. Earl Cox builds a very nice race car, and another car he just built, I think it's going to be ready for Saturday night. A guy who's celebrating his birthday is going to be in that car for the first time. That's Anthony Geese out of Long Beach. Anthony's been competing with us for several years now. He sold his old figure eight car. It's going to be weird not to see that same car out there. We're probably going to see the car out there. It's going to be different paint job, different number. But Anthony Geese is going to be debuting. Hopefully they'll have it done this Saturday in an Earl Cox-built figure eight car. Earl won that first figure eight main. Ken McWilliams, two-time champion, the figure eight trailer races, who went undefeated last year. And he won most of the mains the year before. That looked like he was going to win the season opener back in March. But he had a flat tire on the very last lap. That allowed David Holmes by for the win. You'll see Ken McWilliams out to start another winning streak this Saturday night. Want to thank Ken McWilliams. He was on the Racer Radio Show with Dave Stahl talking about this Saturday night's race. That was on Sunday. If you're unfamiliar with Racer Radio, it's out of San Diego. It's on every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, and it's a total hour just talking to racers, and you hear short track racers from Paris Auto Speedway every week. You hear Barona Raceway talking every week. Dave Stahl does a great job in keeping everybody informed that short track racing is still alive and growing in the USA. So tune into that one. If you're in the San Diego area on Sundays at 3 p.m., 1170 on the AM dial. If you're out of the San Diego area, you can listen anywhere in the world at kcbq.com. Let's go back to Night of Destruction, the first night. Now, one of the interesting entries was a guy by the name of Jesse Gordon out of Yucaipa. The name sounds familiar. Jesse's been racing with us for a few years in the modified class. Well, this year he decided to go racing in Night of Destruction. Had never done it before. He's a respiratory therapist by trade. Had to work the day of the first race. Got there late. Missed the heat races. He had to start last in the figure eight main event. He had to start last in the demo cross main event. The Yucaipa driver came from the back, led a lot of that figure eight main event before Earl Cox got by for the win. Jesse finished second in his first ever figure eight race. A few seconds later, he's got to go to the back at Democross. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Democross, it's an oval track race mixed in with a demolition derby. Anything goes. You want to take out the leader? Go ahead and do it. You want to take out the guy who ran a 20th and you just don't like him? You can do that as well. There's boats, there's jet skis, there's huge tires, water barrels all over the racetrack. It is a survival of the fittest. Jesse Gordon started last, dead last, his first ever Democross race, and he came on for the win. So his first night racing figure eights, he finishes second. First night racing Democross, just a few minutes after the figure eight race, he wins from the back. Amazing. If that's not enough, his second ever figure eight race was last Saturday night down at Barona, and he won that as well. It's going to be a good showdown this Saturday night, seeing what Jesse Gordon can do once again against Earl Cox and all the more experienced figure eight drivers. We already talked about spectator racing. Formula X and cross carts. That's something we started. We did not start, I should say. We had for the very first time in our March Night of Destruction. If you saw it, it was pretty exciting. We didn't have a lot of carts. They're not ready here in the U.S. yet to have a bunch of guys show up. We think we're going to have more every race. But those carts were quick, they were fast, and the crowd loved them. And one of the reasons to add even more to why the crowd loved them, if you're into skateboarding, longtime pro superstar skateboarder Bucky Lasek won the main event in Formula X and cross carts at the season opener. That was back in March. Hopefully we'll see Bucky back. I haven't heard whether he's going to be back this Saturday night or not. And hopefully we're going to see some more of those carts. They're really cool looking. Like I say, they're lightning quick off the corners. Makes them real exciting. Something else going to be there Saturday night. If you've been around Southern California for most of your life, or if you haven't been, you've been out here as a tourist, Pink's Hot Dogs. Pink's Hot Dogs are going to be at the race this Saturday night. Pink's Hot Dogs, a legend. We've got great food at Paris Auto Speedway. Pink's Hot Dogs have been around for more than a half century up in Hollywood. They're the best hot dogs in town. People stand in line for over an hour, hour and a half to get them. They will be at Paris Auto Speedway this Saturday night, and you can get them. And guess what? The line at Paris Auto Speedway is not an hour and a half long. It's not even an hour long, not even 15 minutes long. Usually in line 5-6 minutes, and you can get a Pink's hot dog. Our spectator gates are going to open at 5 p.m. on Saturday. Come out early. We're going to have the on-track autograph and photo sessions we talked about earlier. That's going to start at 5:15, and the first race is going to be at 7. Adult tickets for Saturday night are $15. Active military member with their proper ID. Teens 13 to 18 with their school ID, and kids 6 to 12 get in for just $5. Children 5 and under are free. Parking on the fairgrounds is $8. We are off on May 6th, but we will be back for the final three Saturday nights of the month of May, starting May 13th, the Pass Car Stock Car Series. That includes the Street Stocks, Super Stocks and American Factory Stocks, and the IMCA Modifieds will be back for their third race of 2017 season. Promoter Don Kazarian 3 years ago brought back the IMCA Modifieds. We had them early on. We first ran Modifieds. Then he went to running them under the Pass Car banner, brought them back 3 years ago, and it has been nothing but a success. We get more out-of-town drivers, more drivers showing up just in general. And actually, for the last year and a half, Paris Auto Speedway has been drawing the largest IMCA Modifieds, I think, in the entire state of California, in some of the biggest fields throughout the West Coast. So they're going to be back along with the Street Stocks, Super Stocks, and American Factory Stocks. That's going to be on May 13th. May 20th, LKQ Pick Your Part, Night of Destruction number 3. We told you all about it, the different divisions and that are going to be there for Night of Destruction number 2 this Saturday night. The exact same thing on Saturday, May 20th. Sprint car fans, God, can't ignore you guys. Sprint cars are what brought Paris Auto Speedway to the dance, and they're going to be back on May 27th for the annual Salute to Indy. If you're unfamiliar with the Salute to Indy, you haven't been around sprint car racing for a long time. That race actually began back in 1948, and a guy went on to race in the Indy 500. Dempsey Wilson won that first one. Last year at Paris Auto Speedway, the winner was Austin Williams, and it was his first ever win at the pass. I think he has something like 5 or 6 USAC CRA wins to his credit these days. That was his first ever win at Paris Auto Speedway, and he backed that up with a win later in the year. So he's got 2 wins at the pass. He is the defending Knight of Destruction champion. That's Austin Williams. It'll be round number 3 for the AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars at the pass this year. And they are going to be joined by the past senior sprint cars. Senior sprints, that's for drivers 40 and older. And it's a big cross mix. You have guys who have never raced sprint cars before they got in a senior sprint car. Guys who maybe wanted to, but didn't have the time or didn't have the funds when they were younger. Now they get to do it. Then you have guys who've raced for years. Champions, guys like Rick Hendricks, a 3-time USAC racing champion. He's one of the top guys in the past senior sprint car series. Richard McCormick's out there. He's a longtime midget racer, the same with Bill Badger. So that's the senior sprint cars going to be on the card on May 27th, along with the past young guns. Past young guns, that's a stepping stone for drivers 14 to 25 who have never raced sprint cars before to try their hand at it before they go, you know, whole hog and spend all kinds of money. And we got a lot of good, young and upcoming drivers. Austin Williams, actually Logan Williams, I should say. That's Austin's younger brother. He won the first ever championship. He graduated to the 410 sprint cars. Courtney Crone, last year's champion. Courtney is now running the USAC West Coast Midget Series and doing some pavement racing. She's only 15 years old. I think she just turned 16. I'm sorry. Happy birthday, by the way, Courtney. And second-year winner, Trent Williams. He's run some 360 and 410 sprint cars since he won that title. George Morris, who won the title 2 years ago. I don't know what happened to him. We haven't seen him racing. You know, he did run some VRA sprint car stuff while he's still running the Young Guns. We haven't seen him back since he won that championship. That's what it's all about, is developing talent, letting them get in a race car without the pressure of running against the serious pros in the USAC CRA series, and then graduating to the USAC CRA series. And you look at Logan Williams, that is one tough learning hombre. I think he's going to be 21 years old this year, finishing the top 10 in points last year in the USAC CRA series, and he's in the top 10 in points once again thus far in 2017. California Lightning Sprint Cars will also be on hand on May 27th for the Salute to Indy. That's one of 2 appearances they're going to have at the pass this year. The other one's going to be later in the year at the California Racers Hall of Fame night. California Lightning Sprint Cars, about the size of a full midget. They run wings like the World of Outlaws do, powered by motorcycle engines. And once again, it's almost like the senior sprints and the young gun sprints combined, because you got guys like Bobby Mikhnovich, Dan Hilberg. They race cars for the years. They're involved in it. They're driving. You got other guys who didn't have the money to race. Now they're running the California Lightning Sprint Cars. Then you got a bunch of young kids who have never raced before. And that is where they start, is in the California Lightning Sprint Car Series. And those races are always super competitive. So the California Lightning Sprint Cars will be back on May 27th, along with the Young Guns and Senior Sprints and the AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars. It'll be 4 classes of sprint cars for you, all for one price. Advance tickets for any race at Paris Auto Speedway, including this Saturday night. They're available 24 hours a day. You can do that by them by calling 1-800-595-4849. I'm going to give you that telephone number one more time. I'll even do it a little bit slower for you. It's 1-800-595-4849. You can also go online and buy tickets 24 hours a day by going to tix.com or parisautospeedway.com. Once again, you can order advance tickets also online at tix.com or parisautospeedway.com. Now, we're talking about buying advance tickets. You don't have to buy advance tickets. We will have plenty of tickets for everybody at the ticket window at every single race. If you don't want to buy advance tickets, come on out. We'll have tickets for you. I want to remind you about our social media. We're very social media conscious at Paris Auto Speedway. We're Paris Auto Speedway on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Once again, go on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. We're Paris Auto Speedway, and we are Paris Auto SPDWY on Twitter. On Twitter, one more time, it's Paris Auto SPDWY. We update those things 365 days a year, usually a minimum of 3 to 5 times a day, especially on race weeks. You'll see a lot more on there. And sign up for Facebook, all kinds of videos, pictures, history, point standings, results from other races, a lot of fun stuff on there that also goes straight to Twitter. And race highlights on YouTube and Instagram. We got all kinds of crazy little videos and pictures on there as well. Got a brand new website earlier this year designed by Lance Jennings, who also works for USAC, and he's got his own longtime website, scrafan.com. Lance Jennings designed the new Parasol Speedway website, and it's much nicer than our last one. Please go check that out. There's all kinds of cool information that we never had up on the old website. Want to remind you, Saturday night, once again, weather looks fantastic. High temperature, 88 during the day. It's going to be a beautiful night. It's going to be a spectacular night of action with the figure eight cars, figure eight trailer races, demo cross, the cross carts, and spectator racing. Gates open at 5, on track autograph session at 5:15. First race at 7, Pink's Hot Dogs anytime you want all night. Come on out and enjoy the show. We look forward to seeing you this Saturday night. My name's Scott Delosio. Check back in a week or two, and we'll have podcast number 8 ready to go for you then.